Take your Bible.
Turn to the 43rd Psalm. The 43rd Psalm. Verse number 1.
The Bible says, "Judge me, O God. Plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God with my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." I want to preach this tonight, if God will be my help, for just a minute in time. On this thought, don't be sad. Amen? Don't be sad. As we're looking at this, and you see the 43rd Psalm here, and as we're looking at it, and we see the power of it, and you really have to take it with the 42nd Psalm, because they tie together in a unique way. Praise God, as we can see in His Word, in His Holy Word, and He's right. And He would say, "Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation." Now, the psalmist is asking God to judge him. Now, I'd be careful asking God to judge me, because I know how I am. Amen. But he says, "Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation." He said, "You know what, Lord? You can judge me because you know that I love you, and you know that I'm trying to do right the best of my ability in this flesh in which we live. And the power of God is with me. And I know, Lord, you're there because you promised you'd be there, and you're at ever present help, even in troublesome times. So, God, I know that if you'll judge me and plead my cause before the ungodly nation." Amen. I'm afraid today we're living in an ungodly nation. We used to be a nation under one nation under God. And now we're one nation away from God. Amen. Only 38% of Americans profess to have some form of Christianity or some form of faith in their life, to our shame. He said, "Oh, deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man." Amen. I wonder, I thought today, I was sitting in the study this morning, I thought, I wonder who's he talking to. If I could read this and think about myself, and I said, probably be me. Hey, amen. Deceitful and unjust. That's what this old flesh is, if we ain't careful. It's very deceitful. Amen. Even to deceiving of ourselves and unjust, praise God, and doing the things that's not just and right in the eyes of a holy God. But as we look at this tonight and we see the question to ask, it ties these together. And the reason I say 42 and 43 tie together, because he has this, makes the same statement in both of these Psalms. He says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" Amen. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? He said, why is my soul so cast down? Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to say, praise God, that one that he keeps, the thing that God keeps is the soul. Now, we've said before, the flesh ain't saved. The flesh is just that old vessel of clay that we live in. But it's that inward man, and praise God, that lives and breathes and has our being, that God saves for himself. Praise the Lord. And so we ask the question, we see the complaint here, a sadness, and we have to ask ourselves, why is he so sad? Why is there so much sadness taking place? I'm talking about even to the point of just almost depression. Amen? You think about today, there's a lot of people in this same circumstance. There's a lot of sadness in the world, even to the point of depression. I went to a doctor here several years ago, and talking to my doctor, and he said yes. And I several preachers that I take care of, several people, preachers that come to me, and he said he was asking me all these questions about how I felt and all this. And I said, "Doc, why are you asking me that?" I said, "Hey, I'm a running well, praise God. Lord is my shepherd. God is my praise God, the one that's helping me. I know who my Redeemer is." And he said, "Well, you'd be amazed at the preachers that I treat for depression today, in the day and hour that we're living." Amen. They're just depressed. He said they just get so overwhelmed with the things of this world and all the different things that we're trying to deal with and all the different things that they're, all the different directions that they're trying to go. And he said it just gets overwhelming and they get, they fall into depression. So why are they so sad? Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. As we look at this and we see the psalmist here, in Psalm 42, and he says this, he says, as a heart paineth after the water brooks, so paineth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? So we see it seems like he's so sad because it seems like God is so far away. I can understand how people could get really sad, even to the point of depression, when they think that God has left them or forsaken them. When God is just, amen, just like almost packed up and moved out and moved off away from them and just left them to themselves. Praise God. Sometimes I think, as Christians, we feel like an island to ourselves. Amen. Praise God. Like you're in this all by yourself and there's not nobody around to help you. So it seems like the Lord is so far away from helping, amen, and he's so thirsty for the things of God. Look what he says. He says, there's a heart that paineth for the water. He said, just like a thirst of a thirsty deer, praise God, looking for a brook to get him a drink. Amen. He said, that's why he seems so sad. Because it's like he's I'm a looking, I'm a longing, I'm a hunting for God, but it just don't seem like I'm getting a hold of him like I'd like to. Amen. Do you ever feel like you're trying to get a hold of God, but you can't? It's just like he's right beyond your grasp. Like you just can't get a hold of him when you need to. And I want to say, praise God, if there's ever been a time that we need to, we need to. In the day and hour we live, we need God like we've never needed God before. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to call upon Him. We need to seek His face. Amen. Praise God. We need to draw nigh to Him so He can draw nigh to us. We need that closeness with God so that folks can see Christ in us, praise God, so that they can have that blessed hope of Him. Amen. So it seems like God is so far away. It seems like He's had a drink of water that's just out of our reach. Amen. So just where it can't get to it. But I want to say, praise God, according to the Word of God, God is never far away from me and you. Amen. That's a lie of the devil. Amen. The lie of the devil is that God would leave you, God would forsake you. But God is never far away. Turn over a couple of Psalms to Psalms 46. Psalms 46. Look what he says. Psalm 46, verse number 1. Psalm 46, verse number 1. He says, God is our refuge and strength. Now watch this. A very present help in trouble. Amen. God is our refuge. Amen. He's our hiding place. Amen. And in that hiding place, He is our strength. He said, when we need to be hid, He hides us. And He said, when we need strengthening, He is our strength. Amen. Praise God. And look at what He said. A very present help in trouble. So God, I don't know about you, but the Bible's pretty clear here. That God's never far away, but He's a very present help in trouble. Amen. Sometimes the problem is that we just get to looking at the trouble instead of looking at the God that's going to get us out of it. That's going to bring us through it. Amen. He's the one that can. Praise His holy name. Look at verse number 11. He said, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. He said, what do you think about that? Amen. Says the same thing up here in verse number 7. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. What do you think about that? Amen. The Lord of hosts, He is with us. Amen. He is with us. He didn't say He might be with us. He didn't say He could be with us. He didn't say He ought to be with us. He said the Lord of hosts, praise God, that's the Lord of heaven, that's the Lord of hosts. He said the Lord of hosts is with us. Praise God. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen. The same God that Jacob had is the same God that we have. Amen. Selah. What do you think about that? Amen. God said it so we can believe it. Amen. Praise the Lord. We see it's taking place. We see in Psalms 46, the Bible's talking about the works of the Lord. What desolation He hath made in the earth. He maketh the wars to cease and the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear asunder in the burning. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Amen. After the wars are gone, after the hardships gone, after the bitterness is past, God says, praise God, I was the God before it, and I'm going to be the God that's after the wars. Amen. After the hardships, after the troubles. He said, I'm still going to be the Lord of hosts with us. He said, I'm going to still be the God of Jacob, our refuge. When all that's said and done, when all that's past, He said, I'm still going to be God. He always has been God and He always will be God. God doesn't change. He doesn't change for you and He doesn't change for me, praise God. Amen. He's near to us even when we don't recognize His nearness. Amen. But see, sometimes I think, praise God, when we realize that God is with us, praise God, we think, well, He's finally here. Praise God, He's been closer than we could have ever imagined. Amen. He's brought us through. He's held us together. As He says in the Bible, that through Him all things consist. It's held together by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Why so sad? Because they put to the point of depression. Seems God is far away, but He's really not. Why so sad? Amen. We see why He's so sad, because He looks back on the good old days. Amen. Sometimes if we ain't careful, we get sad because we look back on the good old days. Psalm 42, verse number 4. He said, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God. Now watch this. I mean, he's remembering, praise God, when God Almighty was real. Amen. So I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, and with the voice of joy and praise, and with the multitude that kept the holy day. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says, look, he said, I look back on the good old days, praise God, and with looking back to it, he longs to go back to Jerusalem. He longs to go back and minister in the temple before God. He longs to shout and praise and give God glory in the presence of the people again. Amen. He remembers what it used to be like. Amen. But he's sad because things change. Now listen to me. Things change, right? And now I don't know about you, but the older we get, the less we like change. Amen? Amen. The older we get, the less we like change. I mean, it's just a fact. Amen. We become accustomed to things. Amen. Well, you might use a proverbial, I'm too old to change now. Amen. But he was sad because things was changing. He's looking back and seeing how it used to be. Praise God. You say, preacher, how can you get to where you're not so sad, praise God, not let our worship and our praise be a used to be. Amen. We got to stay faithful to the Lord. Just keep praising, worship, keep pressing on. Amen. Praise the Lord. We go through this world as a child of God in our faith, as a Christian, someone's Christ-like, somebody trying to live for Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And I'll just be honest with you, we'll go through this thing and there'll be a lot of folks that we'll have relationships at that and have contacts with along the way. Amen. And we don't like change, but praise God, they comes times and when circumstances when those people will go away. Whether by the grave or through attrition, whatever it might be. But that doesn't change God. He's still the same yesterday and forever. Praise God, we got to march on with Him. We got to keep our eyes focused on the prize ahead, that prize, a high calling in the Lord Jesus Christ, and keep marching on till we cross the finish line. And I hope when we get there, we'll see a whole lot of them that's gone on before. Amen. That's our blessed hope, ain't it? To see those that's gone on before. Praise God. But older we get, the less we enjoy the changes. That's why I'm saying, look back on the old days. Amen. I still remember the old Oak Grove Church as a little bitty boy. And I remember them ladies, praise God, standing up and shouting. They scared, I mean, they make every hair on your neck stand up. Amen. Anybody remember that? Amen, Brother Bobby. Praise God, all of a sudden, they just saw one of them just jump up, wow, go to squalling. And as a little feller, praise God, it'd make the hair on your neck stand up. You're like, wow, glory. Amen. Scare you to death for a minute. Amen. Thought she was losing her mind. Praise God, but she was well in, praise God, she was well in her mind. She was praising, worshiping God for His goodness and His mercy. But we get so, if we ain't careful, we get sad to the point of depression when we look back at the good old days. Amen. So sad, so discouraged when we get under the discouragement of others. Amen. Discouraging, the discouraging talk of others. Amen. If we ain't very careful, it'll make us sad. Look what he says in 42, chapter 42, verse number 3. He said, my tears have been my meat day and night. While they continually saying, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? Amen. They say, hey, has God forgotten you? If you ain't careful, you get to listen to that. It'll make you sad. Amen. This world say, well, where's your God at now? You go through a little hardship, you go through a little bit of difficulty, and the world around you, they say, yeah, where's your God now? Amen. Where is your God now? Has your God forgotten you? Where is your God? Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, well, that's why we get sad, because we listen to that stuff. Amen. We listen to it, praise God, and we ought to listen. The answer to that, praise God, is listen to God. And don't listen to the crowd. Amen. Don't listen to the foolish talk of men, because we know that God is still on the throne. He's still, praise God, high and lifted up. He's still in control and He's still in charge. Amen. He's still there to help us along the way, to encourage us day by day. Bless His holy name. Amen. Praise God. But if we listen to the crowd, He goes on verse number 9 and He says this, I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? See, we ain't careful, we get to listen to the crowd, we begin to believe it. Well, you know, God's forgot about you, son. All I know, tell you, I guess God just forgot you. Amen. He got busy and He just slapped forgot about you. God put you on the back burner. What are you going to do now? Amen. But he says, I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? He said, why do I have to be so sad? Why is the enemy so prevalent in my life? Amen. Because that's what the devil is, and that's what he does. He does nothing but tear up and tear down. Amen. Verse number 10, he says, as with the sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, now watch this, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God?
Amen.
Where's your God? Somebody told me the other day, said, well, preacher, I just don't know if he is a God or not. I said, you talk crazy. I said, what are you talking about there? Well, you don't know whether there is a God or not. He said, well, if they was really a God, he wouldn't have let all that take place over in Israel. It took place. He'd never let them, Hamas, amen, murder and rape them women and behead them little babies. Amen. Praise God. God didn't do that. Wicked men did that. People had turned their back on God. Where is God? God's still on the throne. Praise God. And there's going to be a day of reckoning before God. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's going to be a day of reckoning. Amen. Before a holy and righteous God. So what we've got to do is we've got to start listening to God. That will say unto God, my rock. Amen. We've got to remember that God is our rock. He's that solid place. He's that foundation stone. He's that one that we build upon. Amen. For His glory. So if we ain't careful, that's why we're so sad. We get discouraged because of the talkers. Amen. They're talkers, but they're not walkers. They're not walking after the Lord, not following Christ. Amen. Praise God. But when sadness goes, amen, when sadness goes, and when sadness comes, praise God, what do? Depression starts to control you. Amen. When compression starts to overpower you. And depression starts to hold you back. Depression starts to hold you down. What do we do? What do you do? What can we do? The psalmist said we put our hope in God. Amen. We put our hope in God. Psalm 42, verse number 5. He said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? You know what the psalmist is most worried about? What most concerned about? He was most concerned about his soul. Amen. If there's anything we ought to be concerned about today, it's not the war in Israel. It's not the craziness in America. It's not the politics of America. It's not the financial situations of the country. Praise God. It's about the state of our soul. That's the most important thing that we have, praise God, is to realize and recognize the state of our soul. Amen. He said, why art thou disquieted in me? And then he speaks to his soul. Do you ever speak to your soul? I mean, that inward man, you and that inward man just have a good solid talk. This is what he says. He said, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, listen, what I'm going to do, he said, soul, he said, I'm just going to put my hope in the Lord. I'm going to put my hope in God. I'm going to trust in Him, praise God, in the countenance and appearance of an almighty God. Amen. He said, He's going to show up, and when God shows up, He always shows out. Glory. He always does something special when He comes along. Amen. He says in verse number 11, Psalm 42, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Amen. Why is there no satisfaction in my soul? It said, hope thou in God, soul. Amen. For I shall yet praise Him. Now watch this. He said, who is the health of my countenance and my God? Amen. He said, praise God, when I get to put my hope in God, and I get to see the countenance of God, and I get to recognize the presence of God, and I put my hope in God, he said, then my countenance is changed within me. I start looking up, and I start looking brighter, and I start looking better down in my soul. Amen. Things start getting excited. Things start stirring down at the home place. Amen. Don't be sad. Praise God. Just encourage your soul in the Lord. Amen. Instead of looking, praise God, you look at instead of looking back into the past, you look at the future. Amen. Realizing how bright it's going to be because God said so. Amen. The future is brighter ahead. Amen. When you feel discouraged, when you feel like you're drowning in the circumstances that we face, and we all do. Amen. There's not a week goes by that somewhere along the line you're not going to feel like you're just drowning in the circumstances. Things become overwhelming. Amen. Is that normal or is it just me? Amen. Everybody been there? Say just so many things. Amen. Praise God. But remember that the waves and the billows, He controls. Chapter 42, verse number 7. He said, deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. Watch this. He said, all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Amen. He said, the waves and the billows, praise God, those circumstances, they flow over you. But guess who they belong to? They're controlled by God Almighty. Amen. He brings you out. He brings you through. Bless His holy name. He's there for you, praise God. He knows, praise God, what's best for you. And He's there to meet those needs. Amen. But what we got to do is stop. We got to stop feeding on our feelings and start feeding on the Word of God. Amen. Look what He says in Psalm 42, verse 3. He said, my tears have been my meat day and night. He said, I've been feeding on my feelings. Amen. Your feelings, praise God, your feelings will leave you distraught. They will. Your feelings will leave you distraught. They'll leave you discouraged. Amen. We're not running on feeling. Now, praise God, I thank God for feeling because I can feel the Holy Spirit. I can feel the Lord in my life. I know, praise God, He's present with me because of feeling. But I'm not going to run on feelings. I'm not going to feed on feelings constantly. That's why a lot of people hop from church to church to church because they want to be somewhere where their feelings are stirred. Amen? They want to be somewhere where their feelings are stirred. It don't matter about the truth, praise God. It don't matter about the Lord. It don't matter about worship in spirit and truth and, praise God, growing in the knowledge of the Lord, praise God. It's about feelings. Amen. I want to go somewhere. They said, preacher, I want to go somewhere where I can feel something. Amen. And then when they don't feel nothing, praise God, to a service or two, they'll go somewhere else where they can feel something. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, if we feel something, praise God, we ought to be running on feelings. We ought to be running on the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, my tears had been my meat day and night. But now look at Psalm 43 in verse number 3. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Amen. Praise God. What did he do? He quit running on feelings, praise God, and started feeding on the Word of God. Praise God. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. He said, let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Amen. There he goes again. His desire to be back in Jerusalem worshiping in the tabernacle, in the temple, praise God, before a holy and a righteous God. Amen. He said, let your word, the light and the truth, praise God, lead me and draw me and bring me back to a place of worship, back to a place of relationship with God Almighty. Amen. And God would bring him along, and then God begins to guard him. Praise the Lord. God will guard you. Amen. And He'll guide you. He said, lead me and let them bring me unto the holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Amen. He's Lord, bring me, draw me. Praise the Lord. Help me not to be caught up in the misery of my feelings. Amen. No matter how miserable you feel, praise the Lord. God's bigger than our feelings. Amen. He's greater than our feelings. Praise God. Be Because we bought by faith and not by feeling. Amen. The psalmist said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" Why? Because he's, why is he so sad? He said, "Don't be sad because you're running on feelings." He said, "Don't run on feelings, run on fact. Run on faith, trusting in the Lord. Why art thou disquieted within me?" And he speaks to his soul this last time. Verse number 5 says, "Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." Praise the Lord. He said, "I begin to appear better." Amen. Not only, he said, when things change in my soul, the outside starts looking better. The outside starts looking brighter. Amen. The outside starts being more encouraged, to be more encouraging to a lost and a dying world. Praise God. Don't be sad. Amen. The psalmist says, don't be sad. There's no need to. Just praise the Lord. There comes times that we'll be discouraged. It comes times when you may even be entering into the depression. But he said, praise God. He said, our hope is in the Lord. Said, we got to just keep looking unto Him, which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Amen. The psalmist said, I looked. He said, why are you cast down, O soul? O my soul? Why are you cast down? Why are you so sad? Amen. Sometimes I believe we just got to have a little a chat with our soul and remind it. Amen. God gives us that wisdom. It gives us our head knowledge. Gives us the Word of God in our head that we need to take and massage it, work it down into our hearts and say, praise God, God Almighty's got this. Soul, it's going to be okay. You belong to Him and everything's going to be all right. Praise the Lord. There's joy coming in the morning. Bless His holy name.